eNet News. Website. Our website, www.enet.org.uk, has grown amazingly over the last few years. In March 2003, we had 153,000 hits per month. By March 2005, this had risen to 291,000. If you have any articles you want to share, then our website is the place to do it. If you are an eNet reader in a southern country who cannot access the internet, and you want to know if we have any documents on our website on a specific subject, please write to us. Readership survey. With the previous newsletter, we sent a change of address form. This form included a question about the inclusive education issues that most interest our readers. Responses included school and classroom practice, education systems and policies, gender issues, community-based rehabilitation and inclusive education, language issues, HIV/AIDS, and parents and families. We invite readers to help each other. If you have experiences relating to one or more of these issues, why not write an article? We may be able to publish it in the next newsletter or on our website. If you are not an experienced writer, don't worry. We can offer you advice and support with the planning and editing of your article. We're waiting to hear from you. Funding issues. We are committed to providing access to free information and networking opportunities for education stakeholders in the South. But this costs money. eNet operates on a very small annual budget, and we rely entirely on grants and donations. eNet urgently needs funding to ensure our activities, such as this newsletter, continue in 2006 and beyond. If you or your organisation can offer a donation or grant to fund eNet's unique and vitally important role in supporting the development of inclusive education practice and policy in the South, please contact us. Kenya eGroup. eNet has launched an email group for people who are living / working in Kenya or who are from Kenya. The group aims to share and discuss documents and ideas relating to education and inclusion in Kenya. If you would like to join this e-group, please contact eNet for more information. Events. ISEC. We will be involved in two symposia at the International Inclusive and Supportive Education Congress to be held in Glasgow, Scotland, 1st to the 4th of August 2005. One symposium will look at promoting international dialogue on inclusive education. The other focuses on using visual images to make sense of inclusive education. If you plan to attend the Congress, then we look forward to seeing you at these symposia. Our presentations and other documents relating to these topics will be available from eNet after the event. Presentations from the entire Congress will be available on the ISEC website, www.isec2005.org. ICED. eNet has been working closely with the International Deaf Children's Society, Viatal International and Christoffel Blinden Mission in preparation for the International Congress on the Education of the Deaf, ICED, Maastricht, the Netherlands, 17th to the 20th of July 2005. Pre-Congress activities have been organised to promote collaboration between international NGOs supporting work with deaf children and networking between southern countries. Congress information is available from www.iced2005.org. The final report about this networking event will be available from www.idcs.info or contact eNet. Interagency Network for Education in Emergencies, INEE. Disabled children often find their right to education is only addressed in the final phases of the reconstruction process following a conflict or natural disaster, and then only via segregated special schools. Yet post-crisis situations, such as the one following the recent tsunami, present opportunities. education facilities and systems can be rebuilt in a way that ensures access to quality, inclusive education for disabled and other vulnerable learners. INEE is working with UNESCO's Inclusive Education Unit to promote rebuilding initiatives that ensure disabled children's right to education. Please contact INEE to share information, resources or experiences on inclusive education in emergency and post-emergency situations, in particular those forgotten emergencies. Email coordinator at ineesite.org or ie@unesco.org. Website www.ineesite.org.